Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Let's dive into this video. You know, I've been following the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset agenda for maybe a year or so. Actually, no, longer than that, since about the middle of 2020. And initially, I thought, okay, it's just a group of people who believe in central planning. And they've got this idea that the world can be a socialist utopia if they just had all the power and control. And since they're central planners, that belief kind of stems from eugenics. And what the common denominator there is, if you believe that you are superior, or the group of the intelligentsia are superior to the point where they should be running an economy, it's not a stretch to say that that group of individuals believes they are maybe genetically superior, or maybe not just genetic, but intellectually superior to the rest of humanity. Therefore, they not only deserve, but they should have the ability to control other people's lives, because it's to society's benefit when you've got the group of the enlightened few, when they're able to control everything. But my initial thought was, okay, what they'll probably try to do is they've probably studied Marxism, they've studied communist Russia or the Soviet Union. They're not dummies. And so they realized that there was no price discovery, no price mechanism, and no price signals. And therefore, that's one of the main reasons the economy collapsed. They couldn't allocate scarce resources with alternative uses in a way that's efficient. And then you kind of layer over the whole fourth industrial revolution. And it starts to get kind of bizarre, where they're talking about like transhumanism and just like Alex Jones type of stuff. And I didn't really dive down that path, but I think the more I research it, the more I think they are connected. Because if you think back to communist Russia, you know, what were they trying to do? They realized that to attain this workers' paradise or socialist utopia, that it was completely contradictory to human nature. It's not the way we are hardwired. So what they did is they tried to quite literally re-engineer human beings. Obviously, that didn't work very well. In the process of trying to re-engineer human beings, they killed potentially hundreds of millions. But I still believe that the central planners think that, well, we just need to have evolution progress faster. Human beings need to change. There needs to be a genetic hardwiring or a re-engineering of the hardwiring in human beings' brains. You know, what makes us human beings in general. That needs to change so we can move towards this socialist utopia. And if we can't force people to do it, maybe we can do it through technology, or we can do this through technology. And I think the more I research this and I listen to these guys talk, the more it seems like that's what the World Economic Forum's objectives are, not just on an economic standpoint, but you've got to look at them as though they're two peas in a pod. You've got the economic standpoint and then the re-engineering of what it means to be a human being. And again, I think they're looking back at Soviet Russia and saying, okay, what did they get right? What did they get wrong? What were their challenges? And now with technology, we can overcome the hurdles they faced, and we can achieve Lenin's, Stalin's objectives of this workers' paradise and socialist utopia, because now we have the tools to do so. And so I want to go into Bob Murphy has done a fantastic series on the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. It's a four-part series. I think he's going to do one more part. So if you haven't listened to his podcast, you've got to check it out. But this is a clip from his most recent episode, part four, that just came out. And it highlights this gentleman that has spoken many times at the World Economic Forum. And when I looked him up, I realized that he's spoken to Zuckerberg. He's been extremely influential on the global elite, to the point where this talk that he this is a gentleman's name is Yuval Noah Harari. And the first thing that I looked at is this speech he did a few years ago at the World Economic Forum, Will the Future Be Human? And we're going to listen to a clip here in a moment from Bob Murphy's show. I was disturbed, might be the right way to say it, when this gentleman's introduced, the speaker talks about how, you know, when they were backstage at the Green Room, all of the leaders like Angela Merkel were going up and introducing herself to this guy in admiration, saying, oh, I've read your most recent book. It's fantastic. I also thought it was bizarre that, I might be wrong, but he looks like he's starts off his speech with a picture of Christ. Now, that might not seem like a big deal until you see all of this code as though artificial intelligence, implying that artificial intelligence is the new God. You say, oh, George, that sounds ridiculous. You're just reading into it. Let's listen to what Mr. Harari actually says. And then you can tell me if I'm reading too much into it. So on that note, let's go to this clip that Bob uses for his show from this particular speech given to the World Economic Forum in 2018 from Mr. Harari.
Self-volunteers is summing up what his website's all about is this.
So this is Bob discussing what this guy's views are, and then he's going to play the clip.
And that's in quotation marks. History began when humans invented gods and will end when humans become gods. Okay, so that's interesting. So let's play some clips here. And like I say, some of these are from, I'm just reproducing from JP's episode. So why don't we take a listen to what Yuval Noah Harari had to say to the World Economic Forum attendees.
Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. Now, in the past, many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough. And nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people. Evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds, the IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud. These are the new driving forces of evolution.
So, I mean, I don't think I don't talk about religion too often on this channel, and I don't think you need to be a Christian or of any faith to have that freak you out, or just, I guess, creepy is the word Bob used. when people start talking about human beings being gods, and how we are going to take what was done by a supreme being or God, and now we're going to do that ourselves, and we're going to do it better. And we're not going to allow the God in the clouds to do it. We're going to allow the IBM cloud to do it, the Salesforce cloud, the Amazon cloud to do it. We're going to do it better. We're going to take the evolutionary process away from nature, and we're going to engineer it ourselves. Keep in mind that this person is influencing the World Economic Forum to a great degree. Then keep in mind, the World Economic Forum is influencing our political leaders to a great degree, and that the World Economic Forum is taking young people under their wing. I believe they call it the young leaders of the World Economic Forum, people like Merkel, like Putin, and recently, as Klaus brags all the time, Justin Trudeau. And so taking what this gentleman has said, and believe me, this is just scratching the surface of what I think, no disrespect to this gentleman, but what I think is complete madness and absolute insanity at the same level that eugenics was insanity at the beginning of the 1900s. I mean, let's go back for a moment and just think about what the core philosophy was with eugenics. It was that we could re-engineer human beings by wiping out all of the genetic code that predisposed people to doing, ironically, evil things, committing crimes, having a lower degree of intelligence, right? That if we could just wipe, if we could stop those people from breeding, and if we could just eliminate the bad genes in the United, or in the world, excuse me, that we could re-engineer society, we could re-engineer human beings, and we would all be better off as a result. It's when men try to play God, right? And I don't think you have to be religious, again, for this to scare the shit out of you. I mean, you go right back to the story in the Bible about the Tower of Babylon, or the Tower of Babel, excuse me. Was it the Tower of Babylon? The Tower of Babel. Well, you guys will correct me in the, you guys know what I'm referring to. But it's that premise, right? That human beings, whenever they try to play God, that doesn't end well. It's never ended well throughout history. And the Tower of Babel, yeah, thank you. And I believe that it will never end well. I don't care if we're 100 years into the future or 10,000 years into the future. When human beings try to play God, that movie has a very, 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 very disturbing and horrific ending. So now we see that human beings are starting to fall victim to this illusion once again, that we can play God and re-engineer the human race. And I think this is at the core of the World Economic Forum's push, their belief system, and their objectives, whether it's the Great Reset Agenda or the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the combination of the two, whatever you want to call it. And so let's go back to focusing on I want to focus on the economic components of this new idea that I have in my own mind, or this new layer of complexity. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Before, I thought it was just about central planning Marxism. I knew that they had this tendency towards eugenics, but what I didn't realize is how they are not only going to try to leverage data to make up for the price signals and to allocate resources efficiently so they can get rid of capitalism, private property rights, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. But in addition to that, it seems like they're quite literally going to try and re-engineer human beings and take evolution into their own hands. And what gets wildly disturbing is if you listen to the rest of this guy's speech, he starts talking about how this is, instead of breaking society into two groups, the aristocrats and the proletariat, or the landowners, the non-landowners, the capitalists and the workers. In the future, he sees human being or society, the human race splitting into one group that accepts and tries to leverage this re-engineering of the human brain, this being the global elites, the people that buy into this narrative, how they're going to make themselves more like gods. And then the other groups of people, I'm assuming most likely the majority of the people that are on this live stream right now are going to say, no, we don't want any part of that. That's disgusting. That's disturbing. That's evil. And we are going to just continue on the same path of being these dirty, filthy, stupid humans that are prone to error and are just going to inevitably destroy themselves and the planet. So you're going to have a group of people that goes this direction and a group of people that embraces, I guess that's the word I was looking for, this transhumanism and uses artificial intelligence and technology to transform this group of global elite and their disciples and the people that follow them, that transforms them into a higher form of intelligence that, to this guy's point, will differentiate them from us to a greater degree than current human beings are differentiated from the chimpanzee or the Neanderthal. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. So now let's get back into the specific economics, guys. And I've gone over this quite a few times in live presentations and on this channel, even on some whiteboards. But I think it's important to review through the lens of how the global elite, we'll call it the World Economic Forum, see not only how they see the world, I guess, how they see the future of humanity merging with technology and re-engineering the human species. So before I really understood this next layer of their insanity, I thought that they would use a central bank digital currency to give them all the data and information so that they could use artificial intelligence. In fact, in one of my first whiteboard videos about this, I called it the brain cloud. You guys might remember that video. It's probably maybe a year and a half ago, something like that. I actually did a whiteboard video where I called it the AI brain cloud, that all of this data would go from your smartwatch or something like that. And it's not just the economic data with the transactions. It's the data from all of your vital signs. It's even your thoughts, your dreams go into this artificial intelligence cloud. And then that's what they use to crunch the data to determine, how to allocate resources, but how to give you what you want, because the artificial intelligence will know you better than you will know yourself. One thing that the guy said here later on in this same speech is that you don't even know yourself that well. And that artificial intelligence, if we allow it to play God, basically, then our lives will be better because the artificial intelligence can tell us who we are. And this gentleman used the example of the fact that when he was 21, he realized that he was gay. It just dawned on him, I guess, that he wow, I'm gay. I didn't even know that. And he said that if we would have had this technology back then, meaning the same technology that we do now, the artificial intelligence could have told him when he was 5, 6, 7 years old that he was gay. And how much easier would that have made his life? So take that for what you will. But my point is, it's not just about economics. But what I was looking at the very beginning was simply that, simply the macroeconomic position that they most likely held due to the fact that they are central planners. And I think using a Marxist Soviet Union is kind of a template for what they want to achieve in the future. But let's keep moving on here. So all of the data from the human beings and the transactions goes into the artificial intelligence. And the one of the main components there is a central bank digital currency, because keep in mind, they have to track and monitor every single transaction. And right now it's too decentralized to do that. But if every single transaction was in a central bank, or even better, if ever, in their words, not mine, if every single transaction was stored in a cloud at, let's say, the IMF, and every single transaction globally in a one world government, one world currency, all these things, then it would be far, far easier for the new god that is artificial intelligence to not only micromanage our lives at an individual level, but micromanage the entire global economy. And in order to do this, you know, you got to destroy small and mid-sized businesses, because the more consolidation you have into mega corporations, the easier they are to control. And then they're controlling the supply of goods and services, not only through the credit extension of the central bank digital currency, but also a social credit score. I could go into the rest of this, but the more I study this stuff, the more I realize that their objectives far exceed an economic utopia. Their objectives include a utopian society for the entire globe that is micromanaged by a handful of global elite corporations who have modified themselves, for lack of a better way of saying it, to where they are the next step in human evolution. And I know it just sounds like a bizarre sci-fi movie, but I'm just listening to what they say. And so then, I mean, talk about more recent topics, such as what's happening with Russia, Ukraine, potentially war. You know, when you look at Merkel and Putin growing up within the system of the World Economic Forum, they're both part of their young leader program. And also Trudeau, it begs the question, you know, what's happening with Russia? Whose game plan is that? I don't know. I don't have the answer. I think it's far more complex than we can even understand. And I think the main takeaway here is that we've got to really stay focused on the objectives of the World Economic Forum, the global elite, and people like not only Klaus, but people like this guy, this Yuval Noah Harari. And I think we need to push back on this as much as possible, because if you study history, you've seen this play out over and over and over again, going back to biblical times, when human beings try to become gods, it never ends well. It ends very, very badly. And in my opinion, and you can, you know, feel free to disagree with me, but in my opinion, if we allow these people to pursue their interest of becoming gods in the 2020s or the 2030s, the end result will be the exact same as people trying to become gods at the Tower of Babel, or trying to re-engineer human beings in communist Soviet Union. It'll end in the death of hundreds of millions, if not billions, of people. And I think personally that's something worth pushing back against. And it's definitely worth fighting for sure, especially if you're someone who believes in freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. But this goes above and beyond that. It really does. I think this takes it to a whole new level. If you're someone who believes that you know, human beings are flawed creatures, and we should leave it at that, and we should not try to play God, then this is something that you should try to push back on, in my opinion. So we'll be doing more stories about this. I might even try to do a whiteboard on it this Thursday. So until then, enjoy the rest of your afternoon, guys. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and let's push back against these psychopaths. We'll see you in the next video.